Hey, what's up, peace and blessings? You are listening to Spiritual Love and Life Conversations. I am your host, Javonna, the Spiritual Love Coach. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about rebirth, what that means, and why it is important. So we know that typically when we have birth, you know, we are birthing a child into the world. It is a new life, a new being, something beautiful, and something that grows and develops over time. Also, there is like an incubation process. You know, a woman is pregnant for 9 months and the actual labor is, it's painful. Beautiful process, painful experience. And even, you know, the labor, the pregnancy itself, right? It's not always pleasant. It's uncomfortable. There are different side effects. So birth is not necessarily an easy process, but it is a beautiful and miraculous thing. So, you know, I do a lot of work with women, of course, and the focal point was previously more so geared to like relationships, healing from relationship trauma, and things like that. And that's really, really important, but it didn't ignite me. It didn't set my soul on fire. So I spent a lot of time, you know, the past few weeks really going back and unpacking who it is that I want it to be and how I want it to be of assistance in the world. And I kept hearing like rebirth and, you know, looking at my own life, the things that I've gone through and the things that I've endured, it wasn't all necessarily dealing with relationships per se, even though I do believe that life is one big relationship, right? We're always relating to things around us. There was a lot of inner working and different things that I had to overcome in order to be who I am. And so after doing a lot of evaluating and listening to, you know, different comments I would hear, the questions people would ask me, I decided that, you know, I didn't want to just focus on women who were dealing solely with like relationship struggles, whether it's like a toxic relationship or abuse or anything like that, because it felt like we were getting too caught up in being with someone else versus embracing ourselves and versus learning from the things that we've experienced. So I wanted to come from a different place of healing and growth. And so that got me to this like rebirth and goddess energy, and just like really holistic support that's going to help you to rebirth yourself. And the beauty about rebirthing is that we take the pain, you know, the pain that you've gone through, the hurtful experiences, the loss, right? The things that feel heavy, that don't really make you feel good about yourself. We take those things and we push them out of us, right? We are now releasing that and shedding away those layers of hurt, because what happens is a lot of times you get hurt and instead of processing and releasing, you start to wear it like an armor almost, right? You use it to protect you. Think about like when, you know, after a breakup or bad relationship, right? You protect your heart. And so not only are we guarding our hearts with these, you know, different layers of stuff, but we are guarding our entire being from experiencing love and joy and peace and life, the zest of life. And so that is like where I want to use my gifts, is to really help women rebirth themselves and discover, who am I without this pain? Who am I without the drama? Who am I without the struggle, without the hurt, without the grief, without the loss? Who am I at my core? And the thing that I've discovered in my own life, and even in just working with the women that I have worked with in the past, is that once you start to recognize yourself and like start to feel yourself and you are confident and secure in who you are, life improves all across the board. So when we focus on ourselves, then, you know, the mate that you want to attract is going to come into your life. Then you can go out and deal with the non-pleasant parts of life in a way that doesn't deplete you and it doesn't rob you of your joy. So really, I am helping women to rediscover who they are, to awaken the divine goddess within and to bring her out to say, hey, I am here. This is me. I can rest in my feminine energy. I don't have to carry all these bags. I don't have to carry all of this stuff with me. And this is me. And so imagine if women everywhere were that confident and that able to just rest in who they are, not trying to please anyone. They are showing up as their best self in life, whether that's, you know, work, family, in love relationships, just all across the board. That is phenomenal. And that is going to create change on such a deep level. And the other day in my private Facebook group, the Spiritual Love Circle, I came on and talked to the group and shared about the change that I made and why I kind of made this little tweak that is actually really big, because it opens up to really help women grow and develop without focusing on something external, right? Focusing on helping someone to get a relationship is still external, because while they are working on themselves, it's focused on having someone else in their life. And what I want to do is I want to help women to heal from pain and heartache so that she can reclaim her power, embrace who she is, love herself, and live her best life with or without a husband or a partner, a boyfriend, a lover, because I want women to be complete within themselves, and I want them to come from a place of empowerment so that when a potential suitor pops up, if he's not good for you, you're going to know it. You're not going to necessarily need or want to settle, because you're going to be in a different place. You're going to be in an empowered place where you know your worth and you're like, oh no, I'm not going down this road. This isn't what I'm looking for. And it's okay. So that is what rebirth is all about. It's about getting back to the essence of who you were and who you would be and who you want to be outside of the hurtful experiences of life. And of course, we have good experiences and those shape us really well and really beautifully, and that's great. But those are the things that we tend to forget when shift happens and we focus on the bad, and then we, like the Erykah Badu song Bag Lady, we're carrying all of that crap around with us every single day. And as we go on, we're collecting more and more things and traumas and bad experiences and things to hold on to. So that is the energy that I really want to help women shift out of with my spiritual guidance, healing, and coaching. So I hope that you enjoyed this little tidbit about rebirth. If that sounds like something that you can benefit from, then I would invite you to join me in my private Facebook group, the Spiritual Love Circle, where that is actually undergoing some changes. I do live videos and more spiritual guidance, oracle card readings, and things like that are coming into play. So I would love to have you in my private group. And I will talk to you next time on Spiritual Love and Life Conversations. Peace.